Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by Amber Waves Hair Salon, where every day is a good hair day. Amber Waves, located in downtown Naperville. And brought to you by Fast Signs Naperville, Sullivan Steakhouse, Advanced Health of Naperville, and Massage Mastery by Sherrill in Countryside.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel.
Hey guys, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show on Internet Radio, the good show I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning at 9:30 until 10. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Thanks for tuning in to the good show, everybody. Every week, you know it, I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. I also welcome your calls, so give me a call. Tell me your thoughts, opinions. You can ask my guests a question or anything funny you want to add. I'm all ears, so especially those funny stories. The number to call is 347-945-7215. Okay, that number again is 347-945-7215. And you're going to want to have that number handy because I'm going to ask y'all, my listeners, my loyal listeners, to call in to the show because I'm going to be giving away two beautiful, pretty baskets here from Muchacha Salsa. I'll get into that a little later. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Internet Radio. And indeed, it is a good show. Give me a call. Let me know the good things that are happening in your life. Did anything good happen this past week in your life? This morning? What a beautiful morning, first of all. The sun is shining. Aside from the fact that I passed up an opportunity to go to my beloved Cubs to see them play the White Sox today, it is still a beautiful day on my power walk this morning. Gosh, the lilacs are, the scents from the lilacs all over the neighborhood is overwhelmingly delicious, let me just say. It was just a beautiful morning for a power walk. And so if you haven't checked out those lilacs and stop, smell the roses, people, do that this week because they're not going to last long. They're right at the tail end there. And let's see, what else was good happening this week? Oh, gosh, my favorite team in the world, my Cubbies. Sorry to say this, Sox fans. You know, I love you. I love Sox. Love the Sox, but, you know, I grew up on the Northwest Side, so I'm a loyal Cubs fan. How about our Cubs killing the Sox 2 games in a row? Okay, let me just say that, because every year you guys whip our butts, and this year it ain't happening. So hats off to my Cubbies, and we'll see what happens later today at Wrigley. And how about our Blackhawks defeating the Detroit Red Wings in overtime last night, advancing to the next round? And I think they're going to dominate the Kings in the Western Conference Finals. What about you? Hold on to your hats. We're in for an exciting ride Saturday night. Exciting times for Chicago sports fans. And let me tell you, it's sure nice, I have to say, to have an entire city rooting for the same team. There's no division between Blackhawk fans like we have with the White Sox and the Cubs. So I'm enjoying that. Just saying. All right, on to other things. My listeners know I have 5 kids, and Tuesday was their last day of school, and Thursday morning, I'm already broke. So glad it's finally summer, though. But seriously, I don't know how people do it. Any of my listeners want to chime in here because I am already broke. I'm already looking at my checking account here going, oh, my goodness, these kids, they're crazy. So what I told them yesterday, they said they were bored. I said, you know what? Go do some laundry. If you're bored, go do some laundry. You got to be kidding me. So my kids actually, they do entertain themselves quite well. They braid hair. I have 4 daughters, and they braid each other's hair. They do all kinds of styles. They get things off of YouTube. My son, who's the oldest, he's a teenager, and I've been to Target 5 times already in the last 2 days. I'm not kidding you. Getting more food. So having them home is just a joy because I love having my kids home. But you know, the food bill is going to go up now. And then, you know, there's the ice cream truck, and we have plenty of those around here already. And the visits to different places around town, you know, it adds up. So I wonder what you all are doing to entertain your kids on a low budget. Let me know. Give us a call and let us know. I'm giving away those baskets, too. So if you come up with a really great idea with hours of fun with very little cost, I know my listeners will appreciate that. Let me know. So getting back to my kids, you know, I love them. They're great kids. But, you know, they're just a little out of schedule. They're out of sync. They're so used to being in school all day long. They forget to put popsicle sticks in garbage, put, you know, dirty clothes in laundry baskets. So it's a whole learning curve now. We've got to retrain the troops on how to be home during the day. I know all you moms out there can relate to this. So I'm not griping. I'm not complaining. I love having them home, but it's really funny. It's going to be a long summer. But at the same time, it's just going to fly by. Anyway, last night was funny because Caitlin had a sleepover, my fourth grader, with a bunch of her fourth grade friends, and they're all running around me while I'm watching the Hawks game last night. I'm still writing on my laptop. They're all running around me like Tasmanian Devil. You know who that is? You remember him from Looney Tunes? I didn't get annoyed until they started jumping off my bed because, you know, I don't want to go to the ER. I've been there and done that. So I kicked them out, and they went outside and played backyard summer games. Yes, I insist. I taught my kids, you know, ghosts in the graveyard, freeze tag, kick the can, matchmaker, and races. So a lot of their friends come over here, and they don't know those games. So I'm listening to them out there trying to teach trying to teach them how to play these games. It's hilarious. Too funny. So that was a cute thing to listen to with the window open while I'm watching the Blackhawks and writing at the same time. We're all multitaskers, aren't we? All right, I do have these muchacha baskets to give away, so light up my board here. Show me some love. And these baskets were made by a woman in Naperville. She came up with this salsa on her own. She told me she went in her pantry, grabbed some chips, and there was no salsa, so she whipped up this batch of salsa. And her neighbor tasted it, her sister tasted it, and they all loved it, and they told her that she needed to bottle this up, and so she did. Isn't that what we do, us women out there, when someone tells us to do something? And so we do. But she did it, and it's going to be interesting. I'm going to have her on one of the shows, one of these Thursdays, and she's going to talk about how she developed this product. And it's going to be interesting to learn more about what it takes to create and develop and market a product. And she's a local lady, for those of you who listen to me, in Naperville, Illinois. She's local. But for those outside of the state, you know, you can still learn from her, too. But it's pretty cool to have someone close by who's gone through all of this. All right, now, before I bring out my first guest, Dr. Laura Bokar, I have Christina Diamond. I'm going to welcome her back onto the show. Last week, you might remember, I had her on the show, and we were talking about WIN, Women in Need, and Christina is the founder of WIN, and she also went on a trip this past weekend to, I'm not sure if she went to Moore exactly, but Oklahoma, where the tornado touched down and just destroyed areas and schools and families' lives, and she went in there. Christina, are you there?
I am here. Hi.
Hey, welcome back to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good to have you back on here.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And before I forget, because we always crunch for time on this show, we only have a half an hour, you know, go to Facebook.
Right.
And if you haven't liked WIN yet, WIN, Women in Need, go to her Facebook page, check it out and like it. And while you're at it, go to the Dolly McCarthy Show and like that page as well. All right. Hello, Christina. I'm so glad you made it back home safely from Oklahoma. Tell us about your journey there.
Oh, wow. Well, it was amazing, first of all. We hit every speed bump on the way. We broke tires twice. We got stuck outside of St. Louis. Had to get four new tires for the truck. And then everything seemed okay from there. So we had some really high winds. And, you know, it was really, really difficult to drive. We had a 26-foot trailer. And then we get just outside Tulsa, and a motorist driving down the expressway next to us kind of, you know, starts flailing his arms and, like, you know, is making the explosion sign with his hands. And we realized that we blew out a tire, and there was, like, pieces of tire, like flying out from the trailer. It was awful, yeah. So we pull over and go to change the, you know, the trailer tire with our spare at this car dealership that's just right off the expressway, and everybody just kind of like jumps in and tries to help us, and we ended up having to leave the supplies in Tulsa. We talked with a gentleman by the name of Frank, who's a reporter for Fox 23 in Tulsa, and they came out, they covered our story, and they connected us with this group, this church down there called Guts Church, like No Guts, No Glory. Amazing group of people. They stepped up for us, and they actually not only vowed to take the stuff that we brought down, you know, to more, but in fact we had segregated some of the donations for the first responders and firemen down there, and they took the address, and they said that they would also then get those supplies specifically to those people. So we just made a lot of friends down there. You know, there were a lot of people talking about, like, well, how could people live in Oklahoma? You know, like, they're always dealing with the stuff. And we left, and we knew the answer to that. I mean, everybody there is so wonderful that we wish we could have taken some of Oklahoma back with us.
Oh,
so,
what is it? Why do these people stay there and put up with this every, well, it's practically every season, but every 4 or 5 years, there's a major one that comes through and just takes everything along with it, and they rebuild. I mean, I know that they've put up with this their whole lives, so you kind of just, you're used to it. But
yeah.
How do they handle that? Did you get a glimpse of that? Did you get any?
I mean, you know, if you're you know, looking at the internet, and you're taking a look at, like, you know, all the solidarity that's happening, you're probably seeing a phrase called More Strong or Oklahoma Strong.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, these people, it's just a way of life. You know, I lived in Miami. We had hurricanes. You just, okay, here comes another one. You know, you have a party. They group together as a community, and it's just like, okay, guys, you know, heads up. We've got a tornado coming, you know, and the neighborhoods and the communities just kind of gather around each other, and they have this amazing support group. I mean, it's just everybody is so community oriented down there, and I mean,
what lessons did you learn with all of that you think that here in the upper Midwest that we can learn from?
Well, number one, I'm not crazy. I mean, I'm so glad that we went on this trip, and in fact, we're going back in a couple weeks, but the people there are, like I said, they're so friendly and they're so giving, and they don't care who you are, you know. I mean, we were just some crazy strangers with a trailer, and the entire car dealership, you know, a gentleman by the name of Chris Rendon specifically, and another gentleman by the name of Brian, came like running out to help us, and they didn't stop until they felt that they did everything they possibly could to try to get us on the road again. I mean, this is the community that they have. And you know, when something terrible happens in the world, or even in Chicago, we all huddle together. I mean, you know, it's like Chicago for life. But these people, it's always like that. I mean, they're always about the community. They're just so giving. And I wish that we could have taken that specifically back and kind of implanted that in our communities here. And, you know, they were gracious accepting the donations. They were grateful. And you know, we were warned, you know, oh, they might not, you know, like your quote-unquote charity. They might feel like victims. They didn't. They felt like neighbors. They felt like we really cared. And that's, it's addictive, Dolly. We want to go back. We want to do more. So it was really great.
Well, fantastic. I'm so glad you were able to call us back and let us know about your trip, and I'm glad it was a huge success. And thank you for all you did. And it, like we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, it's so, so wonderful to give. But then on your way up there, look at the people that gave to you and showed that we're all human. We're all in this race together, right? So, all right, stay in touch, Christina. Great to talk to you. And check out Win, everybody. Like their Facebook page. All right, we're going to switch gears here now. And I want to welcome my next guest to the show, Dr. Laura Bokar. She is a the founder and president of the Fox Valley Institute. She's going to talk to us about relationships and friends and family and how even a spouse or a child, how you can keep those relationships in good shape, the six human needs that motivate us, what we can learn from these needs to make our relationships successful. We all can use a little boost with all of this, and, you know, and Dr. Laura is here to help us out with that. Hi, Dr. Laura.
Good morning, Dolly. How are you?
Yes. Hi, good morning. Great,
good morning.
Great to have you
so
on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Love
and
being
I've already
on
booked
it, Dolly.
You.
Thank you for inviting.
Dr. Laura, let's start. You talked about, you sent me an email, and we talked about this a little bit last night, about the six critical needs of any kind of relationship. And we want to talk about relationships because those all matter to us. That's what's important in this world. So maybe we'll go through the six critical needs first.
Okay.
And then talk more about them.
Perfect. Well, first of all, if I could just let everyone know that the six human needs are one of the most effective ways to track the overall level of happiness and fulfillment in relationships. So as we understand how we satisfy our own important needs, we then can see clearly how we can change ours or help others change theirs. And that's what really makes the relationship fulfilled. So maybe as we just go through them quickly, if people can put on a scale 1 to 5, which ones are how high the needs are for them, because there's usually a top 2. So if I could ask people to just think about that while we're going through them. And Dolly, thank you so much for having me on the show. Your show is awesome, and I just really appreciate it, your last caller, too, and all she had to share.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, she's pretty terrific. Let's begin. I'm excited. What are these six needs?
Well, the six human needs. The first one is certainty/comfort, and that everyone needs stability about just some basic necessities, food, shelter, and other material sources. And when people cannot feel control, they don't feel control of their physical circumstances, they may seek certainty in a different state of mind, like a faith or a positive outlook. So certainty is the first one. So people like things in order. You drive to work the same way. You may eat the same meals. It's just a certain way of doing things always the same. The second one is uncertainty or variety, and that's when people have a need to change their state. They can do it by exercising their body or by their emotions, and therefore they seek variety through a number of means. So it could be a change of scenery, a physical activity, mood swings, entertainment, food. It's just different varieties that they bring into their lives, and some people really have a high need for that. The third one is significance. Everyone needs to feel special, unique, important, and needed in some way. So when people seek out significance through obtaining recognition from others or even from themselves, but when people feel significant, they may make themselves feel significant by getting angry. So sometimes people can feel powerful by being angry. They can also do it paradoxically where they can make themselves feel significant by making themselves insignificant or having the complicated problems or being powerless or feeling helpless. That's also a not-so-positive way that people can feel significant. Mm-hmm. Love and connection is the fourth, and humans all need to be connected with someone or something, a person, an idea, a value, a habit, a sense of identity. But connection may take the form of love or just an intense engagement. People really seek love but will settle for connection. The fifth one is growth. Everything in this universe is about growing. If we're not growing, we're dying. So if you're growing spiritually or reading a book or helping your children to grow, that's an important piece of this. And then contribution, and that's why I just really thought it was a nice tie-in with Christina, with her going down and giving what she gave to Oklahoma. And the sixth one is the most important. We all need to be giving back. Just as people can't survive without others contributing in some way to their welfare, we need to always be giving back. And that's the one that really regulates all the other needs. So, and just to kind of bring it back to Christina, if just focusing on others, it creates a sense of certainty. It creates a sense of variety because you're contributing in all the different activities. You feel significant because you're really helping others and improving their lives. And the spiritual bond that's created when you help others just gives a sense of connection, and you grow by creatively helping others. And that Oklahoma example just fit right in, Dolly. So I went through them quickly because I know that we don't have a lot of time. But those, when we know about these six human needs, it really can help improve and change relationships, because the first four needs are the fundamental human needs. Everyone needs to meet those at some level. So, and the last two hold the secret to the human fulfillment and spiritual needs. So if you, to bring it, if someone is saying, how can I be happy and fulfilled, if you have love and connection, you're growing in some unique way, and you're giving back, you cannot not feel lasting fulfillment.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Now let's break it down. Let's go into a relationship situation, a romantic relationship situation. How do you know the other person's needs are being met, and how can you meet all of their needs? Or do you not meet their needs? That just happens? Or?
Well, first of all, there's no one can meet everyone's needs.
No.
So that's why we,
we know that, but I don't know. I'm not the expert.
So we're not going to put pressure on ourselves or anyone else for that. So what's helpful is to identify their top two needs. We all have a primary two needs. So when you can identify that in someone, it can be very helpful to be able to relate to them differently. So if someone has a high need for love and connection, you'll want to be with them, communicate with them, connect with them, and that will satisfy their need. If you have someone who needs to feel significant, it's a little harder to get the love and connection, but you can also make them feel very important and very special. And if you don't acknowledge that, it's not going to meet that need. So they may go out and find it elsewhere, like at work or in play or in exercise. So in understanding the top two needs is the one that you want to be very aware of in any relationship.
And a big link to all of these, especially in a romantic relationship, is communication. You know, you've got to communicate to know if you're meeting their needs or fulfilling their needs or keeping them happy. I mean, and that's kind of the purpose of a relationship, making an effort here. So,
absolutely.
What do you say?
Great point.
You
got to
communicate and say, hey, I feel uncertain, or I feel, you know, I need more time alone with you, or I need us to volunteer together because I feel I need a sense of community or service and support. So does that make sense? Am I getting that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of times people feel like communication is the only thing, but the primary variable to a healthy relationship is the variable of friendship. So anything that you would have within a friendship, you need to bring that into your romantic relationship. Too many times we'll treat our best friend differently than we'll treat our romantic relationship or our spouse. So it's identifying the variable of friendship. If you have that, it's priceless.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's more important to be nice than it is to be important. That's what I always say to my kids. So being nice is at the core of everything, just putting yourself in other people's shoes. But that's tough to do. It really is. And how do you keep this balance with all of these needs?
Well, again,
on a personal level, how do you keep the balance and feel fulfilled?
Well, I think it's understanding your own top needs and making sure you're meeting them in a healthy way. And that's very important. And as we talked last night, I know my need for significance got pretty out of line because I kept getting degrees and degrees and degrees. And that is not sustainable. It's obtainable, and you can have many of those, but it's not sustainable. So therefore, you're always trying to reach this need you're trying to fill. So once you identify that, hey, that's not healthy, what do I need to do differently to back that off and find a different way to meet my need for significance? And that is spending time with my husband who makes me feel and significant. So that's the shift. So you need to identify what's out of whack for you to be able to get that in line and then be able to help the other relationships that you're in.
Okay, Dr. Laura, you were talking about your you said you mentioned titles. You said it. And do you all know Dr. Laura has a doctorate in counseling and supervision. She's a licensed marriage and family therapist. She's a licensed professional counselor. And the list goes on and on and on. I told her she had too many titles. I'm so impressed.
And I agree.
You know.
And I agree.
No, I'm kidding. I was kidding. Well, you probably have a lot more titles. Mother, wife, you know, mm-hmm. goes sister and daughter. It goes on and on and on. We have all these titles. And but like you said, right, it's important that you feel significant, not with just these titles that you...
Correct.
With
your friends.
Letters behind your names. And your relationships are more important. That's really what it is.
Oh.
And that's what life's about. It really does... That's what fulfills you ultimately, not the titles. But you got to make the money too, Dr. Laura. And
well, if you...
Now, you founded the Fox Valley Institute. When did you... develop that company and tell us a little bit about it.
Fox Valley Institute was founded in 2001, and it it's in Naperville in 640 North River Road, Suite 108, and it's a beautiful facility where we have wonderful therapists. We have 12 therapists who specialize from little children, from 3-year-olds all the way up to 93-year-olds. Who deal with relationship issues, adolescent groups, as well as we have an intern, a couple interns now who are learning to be therapists, so therefore we can offer a sliding scale as well and for those needs. We are a faith-based practice, which is very important to us, that people who come into a practice lead with the therapist's values, and we want people to lead with good morals and values from the therapist. So just quality people at our practice.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good for you. And how do you do it? How do you do it all? Running their practice, you know, your wife, a mother. I mean, how do you do it all?
Well, probably the same way you do it, Dolly. You one day at a time. I don't know this thing in balance. I think it's minute by minute for me
sometimes.
Exactly. Just really trying to put your priorities, and I know, and I can honestly admit mine were out of whack for many years while I was going to school, and really as you grow and learn and find what's important, where your focus needs to be, and where it is, for me, where does God want me today? That's an important question I ask every morning.
Oh,
so where he wants me is where I want to be. And if it's at work, great. If it's walking my dog, that's awesome.
That's fantastic. Well, it was great to talk to you about this, and I want to have you back on. I think we got you on the schedule. Dr. Laura Bogart from the Fox Valley Institute will be back on in August. We're going to talk about keeping families happy. And
yes.
Yeah, so we're going to have that topic, so stay tuned and watch for that. And then anything coming up that you want to plug, Dr. Laura, in your
there
practice?
There is. We do have something
30 started. Seconds.
Okay, just a couple months ago, it's called An Evening with an Expert. It's this coming Thursday, which is the 6th. And it's Managing the Waves of Change, 6 Steps to Build Confidence and Emotional Resilience. And one of our therapists is presenting, and the donations all go to Naperville Care.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dr. Laura. I got to fly. I'm glad
Thanks,
you were
Dolly.
Able to stop by. Take care. Have a great
Me
day.
Too. You too. Take care. Bye.
All right. I got to take a caller here. We got to get to our callers because we got these beautiful muchacha baskets. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hey there. Dolly. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed listening to you for the past 12 weeks, and I've learned so much from all of your guests, and I'm just very excited that you're on air. You give me 30 minutes of peace of mind every single day to break away from my life, and I appreciate all that you've been offering through your guests and the information I've received to enhance my life.
Oh, thank you so much for that. That was sweet. You made my day. Were you able to go out? Have you been able to go out and enjoy the lilacs?
You know, I unfortunately have not. However, it's on my list of things to do today. I, too, have two children that have kept me busy. But, you know, I can smell them. I just need to go out and get into the park with the pups and enjoy them myself.
All right. Well, you got to get out there and smell them. You know what I'm going to do? I want you to message me on my Facebook page, and I'm going to send you a beautiful basket by Muchacha Salsa. So you're going to... taste this fabulous salsa, and then I want you to let me know on my Facebook page how you liked it, because this basket is for you. So when you get on my Facebook page, give me your address, and I will send it off to you. And thanks so much for listening. I forgot to ask your name, but you know what? We're running out of time. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I've got like 10 seconds here. We'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Christina Diamond and Dr. Laura Bokar for being my guests. Take care, everybody.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel